Welcome to the intersection where country and faith come together. I'm Gary Martin Hayes. For the next hour, we are going to share with you some uplifting, inspirational music. We'll tell you the stories behind some of the songs. Now, here are just some of the artists and songs that we will feature in our show today.
Chainbreaker, Zach Williams.
If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chainbreaker.
Changed, Rascal Flatts.
I hit my knees, now here I stand. There I was, now here I am. Here I am. Change.
My list, Toby Keith.
Wave the shore, cast a line. Look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list.
It's our hope that this next hour will encourage and entertain you. We'll help you have a greater appreciation for the songs that we're about to share. And it's hard to believe that this Wednesday, we start a brand new year. It will be 2025. And with the start of a new year, a lot of us will be making New Year's resolutions, making those plans for how we can improve ourselves. We'll start using the fitness equipment we received over the holidays and performing the new exercise routines and perhaps, grudgingly, implementing the diet we feel we need to shed a few inches and pounds. But what are your plans for your spiritual growth? What steps are you going to take this year to grow in your faith? For me, I need to do a better job of lifting my stresses, my worries up in prayer. As Pastor Rick Warren tells us, I need to say, God, I'm giving up control because you can control the things that are out of control in my life. Carrie Underwood's words in this next song sum it up beautifully. I need to let Jesus take the wheel.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. She made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus!
Our next song is about blessings. So let me ask you a question. What are you thankful for today? Well, just being able to wake up in the morning is a blessing in itself. Now here's Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line describing what he finds so special about the band song called Blessings.
Blessings is another love song. We both fell in love with and had to put on this album. It's a couple years old and we were kind of digging through the files, and as this album really continued to take shape, we kind of dug through the archives and this really matched our mindset sonically, where the album was headed and where we wanted to go. And
I also think it is a love song, but I think it's a great reminder for us and for everybody else that's listening to our album. No matter where you're at, no matter what you got going on, no matter how many blessings or how little blessings you have, everybody's got something to be thankful for and blessings in their life, even if it's just the weather outside. So it's important to be grateful, be thankful, and always count your blessings. A lot of joy comes out of that. So yeah, don't forget to count your blessings.
And here is their song, Blessings, on The Intersection.
First time I met you, knew I never could forget you, girl. You always saw the blue skies past the rain clouds in my eyes. There's music in your laughter from the floor up to the rafters. You're that happy ever after I've been after my whole life. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep. Same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Feels better than that first night we met. I never dreamed that you could be so perfectly created, girl. He made a perfect angel, and he made you just for me. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. Two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep. Same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Here at this picture, I'd say we're a lucky fam. I'm thankful to be with you. A little house on a little land, a couple kids, two or three. Same old song that we'll always sing. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Take time to count your blessings.
Coming up later in our show, Gary shares details about Zach Williams and his prison ministry, and we'll play a song Thomas Rhett wrote for that special person that makes him smile.
If you lost a family member or friend this past year, the holidays were probably difficult for you. You may have thought about all the time you spent with them, all those memories. And if you could go back to one of those times, I'll bet you there's some things you would change. You would put down the cell phone, stop checking text messages or emails or Facebook. You would listen to them. You would be present in the moment with them. My prayer for all of us in the coming new year is that we don't look back at the end of 2025 with a lot of regrets. I don't want us thinking about our loved ones that aren't here, wishing for one more day. It's Don Brio.
Mm-hmm. Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or imagine Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Our next artist works in the prison ministry at his church. He says the time he spent behind bars with those prisoners inspired him to create the song Chainbreaker. He also identified with the lyrics on a personal level as well, especially the first two lines. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. He said he encountered dead end after dead end and struggled with failure and other issues throughout his life. He credits Jesus as a waymaker in breaking the chains that Zach had put on himself. Well, here's Zach Williams with Chainbreaker on The Intersection.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right.
There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. Believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it,
Zach Williams with Chainbreaker. And hey, one quick note, we love to play requests or song dedications. So if you'd like to request something for us to play, please call us on our toll-free line. The number is 1-877-88-CROSS. And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of inspirational messages and videos there. Just search for The Intersection Radio. Thomas Rhett wrote our next song for someone who makes him smile all the time, and that would be his wife, Lauren. The two have known each other since the first grade. She asked him to write a good old-fashioned love song because she felt like no one was writing or recording those songs anymore. To her, it felt like the music at the time was just another bro country song about beer and picking up girls in trucks. Thomas says the song is 100% about their relationship, and it shows just how much they love each other. He hopes it encourages other married couples or those who are dating to savor their time together and make lasting memories. Here is Die a Happy Man on The Intersection.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. A happy man, baby. Me to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights,
I'll admit it, I have a fear of heights, and I hate snakes. So if you put me on the top floor of a skyscraper with snakes, I'm done. Well, according to a study by Chapman University, these are the top five things Americans are afraid of. Number five, blood and needles. Number four, drowning. Number three, bugs, snakes, and other creatures. Number two, heights. And the number one fear, public speaking. And we all have fears, don't we? Well, fear is talked about over 500 times in the Bible. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells those listening, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." So whatever fear, trouble, or worry is consuming you right now, my prayer is for you to fear not, trust God, and turn your worries over to Him. And here's Tanner Clark with his song, "Do Not Be Afraid."
Sunshine brings a new day, yeah. And your shackles, they will fall to the ground. Do not be afraid, don't be afraid.
Quick break, we take a look at baptism with the group Rascal Flatts, and Kenny Chesney encourages us not to blink. So please stay with us. The Intersection will be back in a moment.